Breezy 101, it's the Breakfast Show on your radio with a special guest joining us. It is Superintendent of the Kosciuszko School District, Billy Elzey. And I think last year we started calling this just the Whippet Report, you know, something that we came up with. And it's been a while. You had to get through the Christmas holidays and Thanksgiving and all that and get back into the new year, get into the swing of things. So we have Mr. Elzey in here with us. And thanks for being on with us. So let's talk about Kosciuszko School District.
Well, Brett, thanks for having me. I just want to come around and give you a couple little updates of some things going on, just so everybody would know what we're going through and what we got going, looking forward to in the future.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that you kind of have to talk about now, it's everywhere, and it's kind of come a part of our life, and that would be COVID-19, you know, with the schools and masks and virtual learning and all that. I would just ask you how that's going for the school.
Well, absolutely, Brett. We have gotten into a new wave of COVID, and first and foremost, our objective is to educate our students in this community, regardless of who they are, to the very best of our ability. We've provided a great education for our students for a long time, and we do that best face-to-face. So we want to do everything we can to have our students in person, to have our teachers build those relationships so that they are making connections and really getting those students excited about learning like they've done for years and years. Now, to do this, of course, we've got to have some policies that keep us safe. You know, we want to make sure students are safe when they're there. But we've done a lot of research, talked to medical professionals, all those kind of things, to try to make the best possible policies we can have. And as you probably heard, we were following the CDC guidelines, where it's a 5-day quarantine or isolation if you are exposed or test positive. We are requiring masks right now. And we think that's the best way to keep us in school and having all those great activities like basketball and soccer that's going on now, or baseball and softball that's coming up. But once we get past a huge wave, we're definitely going to look at changing those mask policies again. But first and foremost, we're here to educate those students and make sure that they are safe when we're doing it. And we want to thank everybody for helping us get through this. And please continue to do all the things it takes to make this work, like staying home when you're sick, you know, getting vaccinated if you can, and also letting us know if you do have a positive in your household so that we can make sure that the rest of the students and staff are safe at our schools.
But that's COVID. You know, we talk about it, but it's one thing that we just kind of, and then let's just move on because people are tired of hearing about COVID. They want to hear about new things like projects coming up. You know, they've seen probably seen some work going on out at the football practice field.
Absolutely, Brett. We are excited about some projects we have going on, and they want to touch every part of our schools. One of the things that you have seen that ground being broken on the new PE and athletic facility out at our athletic complex. And this is going to be an opportunity for every student athlete in our district to experience a first-class weight room and training facility. And then also it'll help us move some things around and upgrade some facilities like soccer dressing rooms we'll renovate, baseball dressing rooms, which will become larger. And then we add in, we're going to do some other things with athletics. We'll do enclosing some hitting facilities, and we are working towards some renovations in our basketball dressing rooms. And it should already be in place, but we're getting very close to getting air conditioning in our gyms. Supply chain has slowed us down a little bit, but those are going to be in place before the summer hits. So by the time we need it, those gymnasiums and junior high field house are going to have air conditioning in them. So we're excited about that part. And then on the athletic side, you know, we have one more really big project that's just getting underway. Our board just approved to allow us to advertise for putting artificial turf on the football field, which is going to be exciting for a lot of things. You know, like our band is going to have a great place to practice that they have not had before, because they're going to be able to be out there every day using that when they need to. You know, soccer is going to have a dry field every time they want to go out and play in the wintertime. So all those things. And then of course, the football field, and then the look and the pride it will bring to the community. I can't wait to see what that's like. We're currently in the process of getting some community input and input from our staff to make sure that we have the best looking turf when we put it out there that everybody loves and everybody's proud of.
That's athletics, right? And you know, we know about all that, but I would ask you about the, you know, we had a fire at one of the schools last year or year before, whatever it was, and I was going to get a little update on how that's going.
Well, Breck, I mean, obviously this has been a long process, but middle elementary, we did have a fire there in October of 2020, so it's been a while since that happened, but with issues of supply chain and COVID-related issues, to completely finish that project has taken a while. Now, the part that the students are in is absolutely beautiful. We've redone floors, new painting, everything's new in those classrooms, so that's absolutely beautiful. but there are two other phases, and we are just about to complete phase two, which will open up four more classrooms, give a little more room for activities to go on that we didn't have room for, and that's going to be great. And then there's one final phase that will be finished by the end of the school year, but this has been a long project, and I just want to say, wow, thank you to those teachers and staff and parents and students that all dealt with that and done it like troopers and handled it very well. But we are still working toward that, and we're starting to see where we're getting close to the end of it.
Yeah, and another sort of ongoing project kind of been happening for a little while, that's over at the junior high. It used to be called the Junior High Auditorium. Now then goes by the Skipworth Performing Arts Center, and there's always something new going on with there. So can you give us an update about how that's going?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank the Kosciuszko Foundation for Excellence in Education for being the huge sponsor and drive behind this. And one of the things with the folks on that board or part of that organization is they want to see what we all want to see is we want to see arts in our community. We want to see that we make connections. So that is ongoing. KFAE continues to support that and continues to push that project. I'm so thankful for all that they've done in that. And currently we have the new seats that are ordered that are going to be the modern cushioned seats that go in there that's going to look so great and give it a new feel. They've already done a lot of things like curtains and lighting, and we've done some renovations in there, and those are continuing to ongo, and look forward to having that as being a part of our community for a long time to come for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the upgrades, I'm sure there'll be an event coming up at some point that you can stop in there and see all the upgrades that have been done at the Skipworth Performing Arts Center. And another thing that people saw this week that got released online and on social media were our Teachers of the Year, and we always want to brag about them.
Absolutely, Breck. I mean, that is what makes us go, is our teachers. They are rock stars. And look, we have so many good ones in our district. I mean, I just can't say enough about the job that they do. And this includes, not only our teachers that are in the classrooms, but all of our staff that do so many things. But we did have an opportunity to recognize Teacher of the Year from each school and then a district overall teacher. And I just want to give a shout out to those folks and recognize them for being a Teacher of the Year. From Lower Elementary, we had Amy McClellan. From Middle Elementary, we had Mary Kate Nichols. From Upper Elementary, we had Shanna Blaylock. From the Junior High, we had Kayla Briscoe. And from the High School, we had Dalvin Williams. And then the District Teacher of the Year overall was Miss Kayla Briscoe. And she is a wonderful teacher along with all of these others. And once again, I can't say enough about what we appreciate they do. And lastly, on that note, I want to say we are so thankful for the House of Representatives for passing the teacher pay raise. We just want to see the Senate follow along with that because it's the first significant pay raise they've had in a while. And trust me, they deserve it.
Yeah, that's big. A lot of stuff coming out of the Mississippi legislative session. But yeah, definitely teacher pay raise, probably the one that most folks around here are paying the most attention to. That's Kosciuszko School District Superintendent Billy Elzey here on the Whippet Report. Anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No, sir. Thank you very much for having us. And we look forward to a great semester this year.